Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's Friday again. Thank goodness, which means the subject is chosen by our guest. Today's guest is Lily Allen, and her chosen subject is 90s pop music. Oh, we're going to have a party. Oh, we're going to have a good time, Lil.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Come on,
so
then.
We have 12 questions for you. Let's quiz, my darling friend. Question number one. What was S Club 7's debut single?
Bring it all back to you. No, stop. Don't stop.
It's actually Bring It All Back, but you got that. Well done. Question number two. Who released Sweet Like Chocolate?
Sweet Like Chocolate. Oh God, I covered this earlier this year. Who was it? Yeah.
Did you?
I covered it for DJ Spoony. Did a UK garage compilation. Oh.
You really do work with melodies, don't you?
Shanks and Bigfoot.
Yay! What a lovely thing to hear come out of your mouth.
The correct answer is
Shanks and Bigfoot. Question number three. Stevie Wonder's I Wish was sampled for the title single of which 90s film soundtrack?
Notting Hill.
The correct answer is Wild Wild West.
Okay.
Is that the...
That's the Will Smith one, yeah.
Oh, please. Okay, question number four. Which US band wrote and performed the hit single Breakfast at Tiffany's? Remember, we liked this.
Oh, no. Who was it? And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
She said, I think I remember the time.
Yeah,
remember Thelma.
Yes, I recall laughing. I kind of liked it.
That was kind of on the way. There's no idea.
The Kennedys?
They were called Deep Blue Something. Question number five. In what year did Take That announce that they were breaking up? That it was over? I think you were upset, actually.
No, I was not upset.
You were?
97 or 98.
No, you were upset.
No, I wasn't. I was upset when boys got split up.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Come on, when did Take That announce? I know you didn't care. You were too busy following boys around the country.
97.
Oh, correct answer was 96.
Ah.
Hysteria amongst fans was so great that the Samaritans charity set up a helpline. Wow. Mm. All right, 96. Question number six. Which Australian film director released Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen?
Sorry, what? Baz Luhrmann?
Correct. Trust yourself.
Okay.
Trust your gut. The correct answer is Baz Luhrmann. Question number seven. Talk on Corners was a massive album for who?
I don't know.
There was four of them.
Oh, God. What were they called? Not the Umbop lot.
No, they were my people. The correct answer is The Cause.
Oh, yeah, I like The Cause.
Me too. Question number eight. Okay, in the Alanis Morissette song Ironic, which we were into, What is the first example of irony in the lyrics? I know you're more melody. But what is the first supposed example of irony?
And isn't it ironic, don't you think?
No, think about
it's like rain on your wedding day.
That's the chorus, though, isn't it, Lily?
Oh, okay. Well, so what? It's in the verse.
Exactly. Like you're literally saying it.
I literally can't think what it is. Isn't it?
You're saying it.
Old man.
Yes. What did he do?
Turned. 98?
Correct. No! Wait a minute. That's not the end. Then what happened?
Death row pardon. Oh. No, because he died the next day.
Yes, I'm giving it to her. Sorry, I'm giving it to her. An old man turned 98. He won the lottery.
He died the next day.
What a tune.
I know,
come now. Big tune. Question number 9. In Mambo number 5 by Lou Baker, who is the first girl he name checks in the song?
Number five, a little bit.
Oh, God, because this is it, because it's the verse. That's why it's so tricky.
Don't know. Julia.
It's Angela, babe. Angela.
Angela.
And then, of course, the lyric is, I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, they only get sweeter. Yeah, he's disgusting. I knew he was then and know it now. All right, last few questions. Let's do this. Question number 10. In the 90s, there were 2 singles to remain at the number one spot for a record-breaking 15 consecutive weeks. For 1 point, can you name one of those singles?
One of them's got to be Bryan Adams.
What's it called, babe?
I can't remember how the song goes now. Can you sing me a little bit?
You need the melody again.
Yeah.
This is a whole different quiz where I just sing melodies at you and you put the lyrics in.
Oh. Everything I do it for you.
Correct.
Yay.
This is
and the other one would be Wet, 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 Lovers All Around
Correct.
Me. Correct.
Yeah, but I can't give you 2 points. You get 1, but well done.
Why not?
Because this is only for 1 point. Can you name one of those singles? Ugh. Songs that were close but not quite included. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, Shakespeare's Sister, Stay, Spice Girls, Wannabe, Robson and Jerome, Unchained Melody, Cher, Believe, Celine Dion, Think Twice, and Meatloaf, I'd Do Anything for Love. Question number 11.
But I won't do that,
exactly. For 2 points, can you name 2 winners of the Best Female Solo Artist Award at the Brits in the 90s?
Gabrielle.
Correct,
1997. Lisa Stansfield.
Correct, 1991.
Yes!
Yeah, and 1992. She killed it. Do you remember Dina Carroll?
Yeah.
I remember Dina Carroll, 94. Annie Lennox, 1990, 1993, and 1996. She was running the 90s. Eddie Reader, 95. Shola Amma, 1998. And Desiree just came in there at the end in 1999, and just when it started to get a little bit more questionable. Okay, final question. For 3 points, can you name 3 artists who feature on the Children in Need charity cover of Lou Reed's Perfect Day?
No.
Yes, you can. I remember this video because it's when we finally got cable in Burroughs Road. And this was always on MTV, and we used to always see this video. And it was like all these weird people in it. Just a perfect day.
Lou Reed, yeah, okay. Ronan Keating.
Did he get on there? Oh, yeah, correct. Okay. I mean, it wasn't Ronan Keating. Boyzone are on the list. Well done, you.
Okay, great.
Well done, you.
M people?
Heather Small, correct. Well done. You could have had Bono, Sky Edwards from Morcheeba, David Bowie, Suzanne Vega, Elton John, Leslie Garrett, Winston Rodney, Thomas Allen, Heather Small, of course you got, Emmylou Harris, Tammy Wynette, Shane McGowan, Dr. John, Robert Cray, Huey Morgan, Ian Brody, Gabrielle, Evan Dando, Brett Anderson, Joan Armatrading, Laurie Anderson and Tom Jones. What a gang! Your score at the end of your 90s pop music is... 8 points, not too bad. Not too bad, babe.
Thank you.
We'll talk Lily through her points after this quick break.
This is is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
That feeling. Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Lily, you did brilliantly. I'm really proud of you, actually. Did you surprise yourself at all?
No, because I think, you know, I'm going to now go away and study and I will prove everyone wrong.
Do you remember when we actually remembered we did a quiz for your birthday in lockdown? It was an absolute shambles.
It was a shambles.
I promise this is the last time I'm going to make you do a quiz with me this year. Okay?
And speak to you soon.
Okay. Lily Allen, thank you very much. That was your quiz chat repeat.
Thank you for having me.
And that's quiz chat repeat, complete for another week. We'll go again on Monday for another general knowledge round. If you missed any episodes this week and you need something to occupy your brain for 15 minutes, go back and catch up while watering the plants or just having a rest. Feel free to spend your entire weekend with us and we'll be back on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.